From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, central heating. I got to take my coat off, thank goodness, because it was a little cold earlier. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Monday, February 11th, 2008. And Rachel, look to your left. See that building right across the street from us? We're on the 19th floor of a really beautiful old Art Deco building.
Yeah.
What are they doing over there?
Oh, you're right.
It's a lot of activity for this time of the morning. Are they painting? Are they wiring?
Huh.
You got new neighbors.
Check it out. I love that about New York. You can just kind of all of a sudden something or catch your eye, and then you look into someone else's little life. So we'll measure what's going on in the building next door.
We'll bring them a fruit basket. Got it. Okay, today is the anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution in Iran. We're going to get some history from Mark Bowden. He's written this is one of the best books I've read in a long time. Guest of the Ayatollah, the first battle in America's war with militant Islam. He'll talk about what happened on this day in 1979 that we are still feeling the reverberations today. Mm-hmm. So we'll discuss it. We'll get a little history. We'll look a little bit forward. He's also got an interesting story that moves the story even forward. Another increment. That's a tease, they call that radio.
Indeed. Also, Erica Jensen, you might remember her. Allison actually interviewed her. She's the world's preeminent grocery baggers. And she actually really is. She won the World Bagging Championships. And she is going to talk with us about what it takes to be the best.
She is the best. And the writer's strike is just a whisper from being over. But we want to know the facts. How long till new 30 Rock episodes? That's what we need to know. We'll get the details of the deal and pose the question, which is kind of crass, but I want to know who won.
Yeah.
Also, we'll get today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story. Politics. We begin with Barack Obama, who swept all four Democratic contests over the weekend, beating Hillary Clinton to take the Louisiana primary and caucuses in Maine, Nebraska, and Washington State. Obama celebrated the victories last night in Virginia, where he's campaigning ahead of Tuesday's primary.
We won in Louisiana. We won in Nebraska. We won in Washington State. We won north, we won south, we won in between. And I believe that we can win Virginia on Tuesday if you're ready to stand for change.
And he had another victory over the weekend as well.
And the Grammy goes to Barack Obama.
Obama won a Grammy for Best Spoken Word Album for the audio version of his book, The Audacity of Hope, and he beat out a Clinton to do it. Bill Clinton, that is. Obama also edged out former President Jimmy Carter and Alan Alda, a former fictional aspiring president. Also, Maya Angelou, who endorsed Hillary Clinton.
As for Hillary Clinton, not the best weekend. Her husband's failed Grammy bid, the least of it. After coming up on the losing end of all four weekend contests, she announced she's replacing her campaign manager, Patty Solis Doyle. Maggie Williams will take over. If that name sounds familiar, Ms. Williams served as chief of staff to Clinton when she was first lady.
And if it were up to Clinton, her campaign manager wouldn't be the only person hitting the road. The candidate is urging MSNBC to fire political reporter David Schuster because of his choice of words in discussing Chelsea Clinton on Thursday. Schuster was talking to radio host Bill Press and columnist Bob Franken about Chelsea Clinton's increased involvement in her mom's campaign. And the conversation went like this.
Bill, there's just something a little bit unseemly to me that Chelsea's out there calling up celebrities saying, support my mom. And apparently she's also calling these super delegates.
Hey, she's working for her mom. What's unseemly about that? I mean, during the last campaign, the Bush twins were out working for their dad. I think it's great. I think she's grown up in a political family. She's got politics in her blood. She loves her mom. She thinks she'd make a great president.
But doesn't
Michelle
it seem
Obama's
like she's
out
being
there for her husband. So,
but doesn't it seem like Chelsea's sort of being pimped out in some weird sort of way?
Schuster's use of the slang phrase, pimped out, is what got him in hot water. After some pressure, MSNBC suspended him indefinitely. He did issue an on-air apology. But Hillary Clinton says those measures are insufficient. Her campaign is threatening to stay out of future NBC-sponsored debates if further action isn't taken.
Of course, the campaign won't wait for that issue to resolve itself. Candidates in both parties are preparing for tomorrow's Potomac primaries in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C.
Well, that's the BPP's big story. Rachel's going to get us some more news.